decade high. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The consumer price index soaring 9.1% over the past year, the biggest increase since 1981. And the Labor Department says nearly half the increase is due to rising energy costs. This coming as a new report says the current cost of living crisis isn't affecting everyone the same way.
The World Economic Forum says a cost of living crisis is expected to hit women the hardest and says a gender gap in the global labor force is getting wider. The forum says when it comes to the gender gap, the recovery that had been hoped for has not materialized as the COVID crisis has eased. The think tank is best known for hosting elites from the economic world each year in Davos, Switzerland. The report says it will now take 132 years for the world to reach gender parity and looked at four factors: salaries and economic opportunity, education, health, and political empowerment. A ranking of 146 countries put Iceland at the top, Germany at number 10, and the U.S. in 27th place. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Arizona Republican Attorney General Mark Brnovich has asked a court in Tucson to lift an injunction blocking the enforcement of a law that bans all abortions except when the life of the mother is at risk. The order was put in place shortly after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. Senate Republicans are urging the Biden administration to change course in dealing with illegal immigration.
Top Senate Foreign Relations Committee Republican Jim Risch says new legislation isn't necessarily needed to reduce the number of migrants crossing the southern border.
What we have in front of you is a blueprint for the next administrations to deal with this critical problem.
Risch says illegal migration increased after the Biden administration ended Trump-era policies.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Democrats say Trump administration policies undermine humanitarian obligations. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A court appearance for a Wisconsin mother accused in the overdose death of her infant son.
22-year-old Tiana Pudzlocker is in court in Green Bay, accused of child neglect resulting in death after her 18-month-old baby boy died in May with fentanyl in his system. The boy's father, 23-year-old Derek Young, also charged and, according to a criminal complaint, admitted to selling and both he and Pudzlocker using the illicit drugs, which their son likely found and ingested. Children were removed from the couple's home last year due to concern for neglect and drug endangerment. The boy's grandmother dropped the baby off for an unsupervised visit the day he died. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The city of Detroit has agreed to pay $7.5 million to settle a lawsuit by a man who claimed police switched bullets to pin a murder on him in 1992. Desmond Ricks was released from prison in 2017 after serving 25 years after efforts by gun experts and law students at the University of Michigan. A German airline is scrapping flights from its summer schedule as demand surges.
Lufthansa is canceling another 2,000 flights this summer as airlines around Europe deal with staffing shortages. European aviation sector is struggling to increase capacity quickly to meet soaring demand. With the easing of travel restrictions along with higher COVID vaccination rates, this was the first summer that many travelers have felt comfortable enough to make overseas trips since the start of the pandemic. Lufthansa said staffing shortages were the main cause cause of the cancellations, but added that strikes, bad weather, and a rise in COVID cases have put further strain on the system.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. A judge has rejected requests from Amber Heard to set aside the $10 million judgment she must pay to ex-husband Johnny Depp as part of the punishment in his defamation suit against her. She can still appeal the verdict to the Virginia Court of Appeals. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.